This is a public hearing. I'll start off by...
Turn your mic on. Thank you, Chester.
I'd like to call the meeting to order. This is a public hearing tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. And first, I'm going to explain a little bit about how the process works. Many of you have maybe never been to a public hearing, and I just want you to be familiar with what you're expected of you tonight. First of all, once we begin, Andy Bueller to my right will read the agenda item, and then I'll ask the petitioner to come forward to one of the two mics up here and state their name, address, and for the record, explain what they're requesting to do. And then I'll ask the committee if they have any questions of the petitioner. And at that point, the committee members will ask the questions. And then after that is over, I'll ask if there's anybody in the public that would like to speak for the petitioner. And I'll ask for that twice, which is required by the rules of our public hearing. And then I'll ask the public if there's anyone that would like to speak against the petition. I'll also ask for that twice. And then at that point, once everybody has had a chance to speak on the item, then the public hearing portion of that item is closed. And I'll ask Andy to read the town's recommendation. Members of the committee, as well as members of the youth and governance, will have opportunity to ask questions at a couple points during the meeting. And at some point, then we'll have a motion and vote on it. At this point, I would like everybody on the committee to introduce themselves. First of all, to my far left, are two members of a program called Youth and Governance. And Kenosha County actually was probably, I believe, was the first county in the state of Wisconsin to start up the Youth and Governance program. It started out small, and now it's very popular. And basically have more people apply than we have enough positions for. And these two young people are fortunate enough and have outstanding resumes and presented themselves well. So they have an opportunity to ask questions and get to vote on the item as well. So starting to my left with Youth and Governance, please tell us your name and where you go to school, and we'll begin working our way to the right.
My name is Eddie Carrondo, and I'm going to be a junior at Wistoria Central High School. This is my first year of my
Hi, I'm Ellen Atkin. I'm going to be a senior at Wistoria Central High School, and this is my second term as a youth department.
I'm Mike Gable, I'm a county board supervisor in North State of Kenosha, it's number four.
I'm Doug Noble. I represent the 17th District, which is about one-third of Pleasant Prairie, and I've been on the board for 24 years.
I'm Andy Bueller, Director of Planning Operations for Kenosha County.
I'm Mike Skolitsky, County Board Supervisor for District 19, which includes Summers, Paris, Brighton, and Bristol.
I'm County Supervisor Greg Rutzeloff, District 15, which is primarily all Summers except for Western part of the first term.
I'm April Webb, and I'm the Administrative Secretary for the Planning Office.
Okay. And with that, Andy, have you filed all the things required for the public hearing?
We have.
And with the first item.
Okay, and for the record with that, all the items except the tabled items were published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice as required by county ordinance. It was published on July 31st and August 5th of 2014. The first item for tonight is item number 5, which is the rezoning of Randall and Janice Borey. Randall and Janice Borey at 266-26 75th Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 are the owner agent requesting rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to B2 Community Business District on part of tax parcel number 654120440200. It is located in the town of Salem. We'll show on the screen the property so you can get a visual. You can see the entire property outlined in yellow. line, and then the shaded yellow is the area that's the request for the rezoning from A1 to B2. And Mr. Bory, you and whoever else can step forward and state the reason why you're before this committee. We need you to state your name and address and then why you're here.
Randall Bory, 26626 75th Street, Salem, Wisconsin.
I think you pushed it off.
Is the green light on the circle? There you go. Now you're good.
Randall Bory, 26626 75th Street, Salem, Wisconsin. Veterinarian in Kenosha County since 1970. We are requesting to rezone that 4.02 acres to allow for expansion of the existing veterinary clinic and hospital that's located on 1 acre there. As you can see, I hope this works. And it is not. Well, the land between that veterinary clinic and Ace Auto was designated to be for low-density housing. And I can't, for us to expand, we have to meet the conditional land use requirement for veterinary clinics that the lot line from the building is at least 100 feet away to the nearest lot line. In order to do this, we have to get this land change from agricultural to commercial to allow for that 100-foot expansion. And then there's also some paddocks that go out there in the future for equine practice, mainly, and that would allow for some paddocks in that 4.02 acres. Is that what you're looking for?
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's why that this year, I say that there would be like a vacant space in front. The length of that commercial extends all the way down to bumper to bumper. This would just be a continuation of that commercial ground. So basically, it's the same depth to the left of that Ace Auto Salvage. It goes through Ace Auto Salvage and then it stops at my place and continues with that 1 acre of commercial. And the county thought it would be better just to have it continuing stop as one chunk instead of having a parcel that's low density housing that starts commercial again.
And I'll add for the committee too is that Mr. Bory was before the committee several months earlier for the comprehensive plan change that was needed prior to the rezone request that's here tonight.
Any questions from the committee? What's with the paddock you were saying about that? You're going to build something in, on that additional acreage too?
We may in the future. Right now, no. But if we do, these are small paddocks. We are primarily a animal clinic. We practice, we go to farm to farm to farm. The animals don't come to us. Once in a while, we do get a horse that comes in the morning. Or a routine exam goes home that day. We do not hospitalize animals. In the last 2 years, we've been on one hand. The patient will have a stay overnight, so we can't pick it up and do a procedure until the next day. A referral hospital is where we send complicated surgeries. We are not a referral hospital. We still send those out to places in the Milwaukee area, towards Madison, and down in south of the stock. Those places are, they do circulate, they do need paths, that the horses all keep them for a week or so. We are not doing that. We are mandatory, both farm to farm.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from the committee? All right. Is there anybody in the public that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Is there anybody here tonight that would like to speak in favor? Seeing none. Is there anybody here tonight that would like to speak against this petition? anybody that would like to speak against? Seeing none, then the public hearing portion is closed. Any other questions from the committee? One question for Andy, if and when he puts the paddocks up, would you need to come back for some a modification to the conditional use, or is that included in here tonight?
Yeah, the conditional use permit is the next item on the agenda, and he has shown in his site plan that he would be putting the paddocks there.
So it's in there?
It is.
So the language is we'll just have that next time. Anybody else? I need a motion then.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Vogel to approve, second by Supervisor Skolitsky. On the question. Okay, before we go, what was the town's recommendation?
The Town of Salem Town Board met on this item on August 12, 2014, and the motion carried unanimously.
All right, thank you. Youth and Governors on the motion. Members of the committee, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Next item, please.
Next item is item number 6, which is the conditional use permit for Bory Culbert Enterprises, Salem, Bory Culbert Enterprises, 17622 Burlington Road, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182 owner, Randall Bory, 266-2675th Street, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168 agent, requesting an amendment to an existing conditional use permit to allow an expansion of the existing veterinary service in the B2 Community Business District on tax parcel number 654120440210. And again, we had the map that showed this area. It's the same area for the rezone for the conditional use, including the existing B2 that was there where the existing veterinary clinic is. Did you need any additional information, or would you like Mr. Bory to get any further into the business plan than other than what he said?
Anybody on the committee want to hear a little more about the business plan? I think we were briefed a little bit yesterday on that. So do you have anything you'd like to add?
Sorry.
Do you have anything you want to add to the presentation that you did?
No, this is, I believe this part is for the addition that we are going on to the existing veterinary clinic. Correct.
We're currently just discussing the conditional use permit, so you received a copy of the conditions?
I received a copy from them today. We reviewed it, and we agreed with it.
Okay, because we're going to ask you to sign them tonight,
right.
And that you agree with everything there. Okay.
Is there anybody here that would like to speak in favor of this petition or the conditions?
1 year, 3 years, 5 years.
Anybody that would like to speak in favor? Anybody here that would like to speak against? Anybody here that would like to speak against? Seeing none, public hearing portion is closed. Any other questions from the committee? Town recommendation?
Town of Salem Town Board met on this item August 12, 2014. The motion carried unanimously.
Make a motion to approve comprehensive plan as submitted.
Second.
A motion by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve, second by Supervisor Vogel. On the question, last chance for questions. On the motion, any concerns?
Aye.
Members of the committee?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so we're going to have Eddie have you sign those right now, and then we'll mail you a copy of them with all the other approvals in the next coming weeks.
Next.
While he's signing that, we can move on to item number 7, which is the Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Terry Walter and Robert J. and K. P. Drissel Revocable Trust. This is a public hearing on proposed Comprehensive Plan Amendment, Terry Walter, 1355 Main Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, owner, Robert J. and K. P. Drissel Revocable Trust, 15941 Durand Avenue, number 37D, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, owner. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map of Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from rural density residential to general agricultural and open land on all of tax parcel number 304-220-011-0340 and from farmland protection to general agricultural and open land on part of 304-220-011-0203 in the town of Brighton. We'll pull up a screen. A map of this area, and you can see those two areas called out. They're highlighted with the purple outline, and then the two areas that are asking for those two different changes to the comprehensive plan.
All right. Petitioner is already seated. If you want to kind of explain what your purpose and your intentions are, and your names and address for this meeting.
Terry Walter, 1355 Main Street, New Grove. Our intentions are Terry has owned 5 acres for about 10 years, and we'd like to, we are in the process of purchasing the other 5 acres from Bob Bissell in order to have a tenant so that we can have our farm animals on there and build a home and farm.
Okay. Any questions from anybody on the committee? Supervisor Skolitsky.
You mentioned you want to move animals, and I have not seen the area. Do your neighbors in general, it's a very agricultural area, are they going to have any challenges with having, and how many animals are we talking about? Roughly. As of spring or fall, yeah.
Yeah, we have 4 horses, we have 2 monkeys, we have a sheep, we have goats, and we breed them, and so babies, so it will fluctuate from 8 or 9.
Okay, not that much. You're not trying to start a pig farm or something?
No.
Okay.
All right. It's time for you all to all
okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay, any other questions for the petition? If not, is there anybody here tonight that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Seeing none. Anybody against this petition? Anybody against? Seeing none. Recommendation from the town?
Town of Brighton Town Board met on this item July 14th, 2014. Motion carried 3-0.
Make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment as submitted.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve, seconded by Supervisor Retzlaff. Any last questions? This does require a roll call vote, so I'll start with the governments.
Aye.
Both of them are aye. And Supervisor Vogel?
Aye.
Supervisor Noble? Aye. Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Supervisor Retzlaff?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. The next item then would be related to that. Number 8.
So item number 8 is the rezoning Terry Walter and Robert J. and K.P. Drissel Revocable Trust, Brighton. Terry Walter, 1355 Main Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, owner. Robert J. and K.P. Drissel Revocable Trust, 15941 Durand Avenue, number 37D, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182, owner. Requesting a rezoning from the A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A2 General Agricultural District on all of the tax parcel number 304-220-011-0340 and part of 304-220-011-0203. We'll pull up the map. in the same area that the comp plan was being requested to be changed is highlighted in yellow. That land is currently A1, and now with the comp plan change, it would match for the request to be rezoned to A2.
All right. Does the petitioner have anything else to add to the, what you said before? All right. And is anybody here? Any questions from the committee? Anybody here that would like?
Oh, Mr. And not to belabor the point, you have chatted with your neighbors, or the majority of them, right?
Actually, almost. I have all.
And for as long as you own that land, obviously
yeah,
you know
I
your neighbors.
I actually know all the neighbors.
Okay.
That's my
home for that. So. Okay. We just don't, you know, sometimes bring animals and then neighbors all of a sudden, well, I didn't know that was going on. So as long as you've chatted with them, everyone's comfortable. That's what was my concern. Thank you.
Any other questions? Anybody in the attendance that was in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor of this rezoning? Anybody here tonight that is against this rezoning? Anybody against this rezoning tonight? Seeing none, recommendation from the town.
Yeah, the situation that we have right now is that we were not able to obtain official action by the town board at their July 14th meeting, and we did receive an email from the town clerk that had indicated that their intent was to make approval, and they were going to bring it before their town board this last Monday, the 11th, and we were unable to obtain minutes from that meeting to know that it did occur. Being that we're feeling that it did occur, our recommendation as staff, if the committee feels comfortable enough, would be to, if you're so choosing to approve, is to approve subject to receiving those minutes before we send it to the county board so that we have the actual verification that the action did take place and we can take it to county board knowing that. If, for instance, it didn't take place, then we would not send it to county board and would have to wait to the next county board meeting. That would be our recommendation. If you have any questions on that, we can discuss.
I'll make a motion to approve pending the submission of the meeting minutes from the town's town meeting?
Town board.
Town board meeting.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky.
I have a question.
Pending, which I think is the same word, subject to confirmation that is approved by town board. Seconded by Supervisor Goble. On the question, Supervisor Wessler.
Yeah, I was just curious for you. Are you behind the game on this as far as wanting to get this going? I mean,
yeah,
I hate to have you delayed because some person didn't send us papers. You know, I mean, can you wait for, would that be the 19th? I mean,
well, this is going to go to
it at the board on next Tuesday.
Correct.
Would that be okay for you? It's going to happen anyways, but I mean, you're going to get it. It's just as long as we get that. I just don't want you guys waiting another month. That's all I'm saying. I think that's unfair to you because we can't get our paperwork.
Would like to be
They met on Monday, and we tried unsuccessfully to obtain the minutes from that meeting. We will, that's our desire, is to obtain those so that we have those to verify that they didn't actually formally take action on this item. And if they have and we can get those, then we would send this in the packets next week's county board meeting. If we don't get them, then we would not have verification, or if they didn't act on them, and then we would recommend that it be the next county board.
Which is basically what the motion is, subject to confirmation.
Yeah.
On behalf of this couple, I think we do have to get it. If we have to call them, let's call the county.
We have. We've called.
But just really, sorry. I mean, it's your town, not the county. It's not the county, okay? Don't blame the county.
Well, in any event, I think you should let the petitioner know the plea. One way or another. we don't get
them. Yes, we can inform you that we would receive them. In all likelihood, we are going to get them, but we need to get them.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, you can judge me. On the motion. And members of the committee, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, subject to confirmation.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll keep you posted.
How are we going to sign it? Sign it that night?
For this, we should be able to sign it, and we would hold it.
We
would hold it.
Do you want them to sign it? Do they need to sign it?
All right, then we have...
Okay.
Number nine, I believe?
Yes. Item number nine is a comprehensive plan amendment. Lillian Van Leer, trustee of Lillian Van Leer Trust, dated 10-19-1999, Brighton. Public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment. Lillian Van Leer, trustee of Lillian M. Van Leer Trust, dated 10-19-1999, care of John Van Leer, P.O. Box 254, Rockton, Illinois, 61072, owner Thomas L. Satter, 272 Oregon Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, agent requests an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from farmland protection to general agricultural and open land on part of tax parcel number 304-220-332-0100, located in the town of Brighton. The map for this item here is on the screen, and this farm is much larger than the area in purple, but this is the area outlined in purple where they're requesting the comprehensive plan to be changed. It's the area consisting of 39 acres.
Okay, it's, I'm trying to think of the address.
First, give us your name and your address.
Oh, sorry. My name is Tom Satter. I'm the surveyor, the land surveyor. The address of my address or the address of the property?
I think your
address.
Oh, 272 Origin Street, Burlington, Wisconsin. And basically, we want to rezone, or we want the amendment from farmland protection to general agricultural, because they wanted to divide the farm buildings. And they were hoping just to do a 5 acre, but Brian's got a 1,800 square foot minimum. You know, the farm buildings can only be 1,800 square foot minimum, which if you're doing a farm separation is almost impossible considering you've got a barn. So that's why we're doing it to A2, so we can divide. It's going to be a 14 acre parcel. And then the farmer to the west of that purple piece is interested in buying another basically 25 acres. So what they want to do is have the farm buildings, or the house and the farm buildings on 14 acres, and then 25 acres to the farmer. Well, I can't guarantee, but the farmer has shown interest in buying the remaining 25 acres. And then, well, I guess that's just for that part. But then the bigger part, the other 80 acres to the east, is going to be 235 plus acres parcels, and that's staying A1.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Any questions for the petitioner?
You seem well versed in it. Can you walk me back through, now that we have a map here, of the various parcels? And I'm assuming to the far left is west, to the far right is east?
Correct.
Okay. And who's ultimately wanting what and what? Okay.
Okay. What they're looking, they're hoping to sell off the farm buildings, or the house and the farm buildings. They want to put that on the market and try to sell it.
Parcel B.
Yeah. Parcel, okay. A. Parcel A is the one I was referring to, where there's a farmer that owns a lot of land out there that's to the west of Parcel A, or to the left if we're looking at it, and he's interested in that 25, or actually I guess it's 26 acres. He he was actually interested in more, but like I said, we come to a 5-acre farm separation because of the 1,800 square foot ordinance they have. So that's why it's 14. So anyhow, the 14 is going on the market, and then parcel C is supposed to stay in the family, and there's two nieces, that's what I've been told, that would inherit that, or, you know, it's, there's going to be an attorney involved and everything, you know, to get that separated. And then John Van Meer, the one that contacted me, who's the son, would keep parcel B.
Okay. And so, originally, this was all one big.
Yeah,
and that's why you just
plus or minus.
Okay.
You know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I noticed when I went by a lot of little flags in the field. It was from your surveying? Or?
Most likely, if was there, I put a pink flag by and a lab, orange lab, and I sprayed up orange. Have you been
those look like little flags like that big.
No, those wouldn't be from me. I said, unless those were for a perk test, possibly. Or, you know, the soil borns possibly, which would be where those triangles are.
Right here. The different triangles would have had borns in this area.
Gotcha.
All right. That's just to make sure that there's suitable soil for tomatoes.
Any questions? Any other questions from the committee? Anybody in attendance would like to speak against this petition? Anybody want to come forward and speak against? Anybody here tonight against this petition? Please come forward if you're against. All right. Recommendation from the town. Thank you. Did I ask in favor? Anybody in favor?
Okay, sorry. From the town of Brighton did meet on this item July 14, 2014. Motion carried 3-0.
Make a motion to approve the comprehensive plan amendment as submitted.
Motion to approve by Supervisor Solicity, second by Supervisor Gold. On the question, if the governors, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. All those in the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No.
Roll call.
Aye.
Roll call.
Oh, roll call. Aye. Roll call, Supervisor Gold.
Aye.
Supervisor Noble, aye. Supervisor Solicity.
Aye.
Supervisor Redmond.
Aye.
Motion carries.
All right, we move on to item number 10, which is a rezoning for Lillian Van Leer, trustee of Lillian M. Van Leer Trust, dated 10-19-1999, Brighton. Lillian Van Leer, trustee of Lillian M. Van Leer Trust, dated 10-19-99, care of John Van Leer, P.O. Box 254, Rockton, Illinois, 61072, owner, Thomas L. Satter, 272 Oregon Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District, C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District, and C2 Upland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-332-0100, Town of Brighton. The map for this one is on the screen. And you can see the area that is highlighted in yellow, the shading, that was the comprehensive plan location where the rezone is from A1 to A2. The other colored areas are basically changing the zoning to reflect either wetland or woodland based upon actual field conditions.
Petitioner, have anything else to add?
No, he basically said it is just to fix the GIS maps basically.
Questions from the committee? Anybody here would like to speak in favor of the rezoning? Anybody here in favor of the rezoning? Anybody here against the rezoning? Anybody here against? All right, seeing none, motion please. Oh no, recommendation from the town.
Yeah, well, now we have that same situation as we did with the last item with this rezone for Town of Brighton, so we would recommend that if there is approval, that it be subject to receiving verification in the minutes of approval for the rezone.
Okay.
Is So I'll make a motion to approve the rezoning, subject to submission of the town's minutes regarding this issue.
Second?
I will second that.
Motion by Supervisor Skolinski to approve, subject to town's approval, contacting the town, seconded by Supervisor Wetzler. On the question, any questions? Seeing none, Youth and Governance, aye. In favor, say aye.
Opposed? Aye.
And the committee, if you're in favor, say aye. Opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll keep you posted on the rezone with the minutes, you know, just
oh,
so you
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah, you'll just email me or something that will clear the
position. Correct, yeah, we'll let you know and keep you posted on that.
All right, thank you.
Item number 11 is a tabled rezoning, Hassler Properties LLC Summers. So this tabled request of Kenneth Hassler, Hassler Properties LLC, 4812 63rd Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53144, owner agent, requesting a rezoning from R3 Urban Single Family District to R2 Suburban Residential District on tax parcel number 804-222-342-0131 in the town of Summers. This item was originally posted as a Class 2 notice on June 25th and July 1st of 2014, and then additionally on July 31st and August 5th of 2014. Before going to the map, this item to move forward would need to be removed from the table.
Make a motion to remove item 11 from the table.
Second, please.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Skolinski, second by Supervisor Wetzler to remove item 11 from the table. All those in the governance. Favor?
Aye.
On the committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is removed from the table.
So just to explain the map on the screen, you can see the shaded area that the current zoning is R3, requesting to R2 on 64th Avenue, just a little bit north of 52nd. And the petitioner, you can state your name and address and just state exactly the reason why you're asking for this.
My name is Kenneth Hassler. I live at 4812 63rd Avenue. About 4 years ago, we built a garage in the back, and it was 15 by 20. And I needed more room because I am selling my properties in Kenosha. And since I have many old classic cars, I need more room to store those cars. The Summers Board gave me a 5-6-0 and a 4-0 agreement, and this was the part of the agreement that one, single use by the property owner, no business use or leases for commercial type of use, 3, no outside storage, 4, a maximum of 1,500 square feet building for commercial housing zoning units. I live one block away. I do not do any work on the vehicles in that garage. I have 2.7 acres of land, and I just wanted to find out if I could add on to this with the 31 by 16, which would be another 5 acres.
So basically, with your desire to increase the size of the building, the zoning would not permit that, and that the zoning that you're requesting has a larger maximum building size, which is what you're desiring.
Right. If I went from an R3 to an R2, then I could add another 500 square feet to the present, you know, the building.
Correct. All right. Any questions from the committee?
Any problems complying with the bullet points or the stipulations from the town? Do you have any problems complying with it? Okay. And I think that the intent of those things was no commercial vehicle. I mean, if you worked on your own vehicles, I don't think that that would be a problem, right? I mean, I would think that would be okay.
But see, I'm like, say, 1 mile away, and I have my own garage there that I work on.
Okay.
The only thing I would possibly do is, like, let's see, if I can't get a car started, then I would have to put a battery in and work on that. But I, other than that, I don't do any work on it. It would just store it there. I have, like I say, the number of vehicles. I have a 31 Honda. I have a 25 Dodge. I have a 40 Monster bigger in town. It needs to come out. I have a 16 Dodge. I'm not going down the line.
You know, what model is that Dodge?
It's a Cornette 500.
Sweet.
Is that what you're paying for?
No, but you're about to tell me, aren't you?
$3,265. I ordered it from the bank.
That's nice. What was the size of the original or the current building right now then? You mentioned, I just
it's 100 square feet.
So it's
8,000 square feet.
Okay. And then you wanted to add how many, what by what?
Another 500.
Okay. So 1,500 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so far I have approval of the planning committee and also from the other board last night. So.
Okay. Thank you.
With the stipulations.
Any other members of the committee with a question? If not, are there anybody here tonight in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor of this petition? Seeing none, is there anybody here against this petition? Anybody against? Seeing none, recommendation from the town?
The town plan commission met on Monday and the town board met on Tuesday and both recommended approval unanimously.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Goble, second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Any other questions? All the youth and governments, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? No one's opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Another item, number 12.
Item number 12, tabled rezoning Neil S. and Deepak Gill, trustees of Gill Trust, dated 10-17-2002, Salem. This is a tabled request of Neil S. and Deepak Gill, trustees of Gill Trust, dated 10-17-2002, West 3323, Lake Forest Lane, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 53147. Owner, Amir Singh, 8246 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting a rezoning from the R5 Urban Single Family Residential District to R5 Urban Single Family District and B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 674120354156 in the town of Salem. This item was posted originally on June 25th and July 1st, 2014, and then additionally on July 31st and August 5th, 2014, and before going to the map, being it's tabled, we would recommend it to be removed from the table.
Make a motion to remove item 12 from the table.
Second that.
Motion by Supervisor Skolitsky, second by Supervisor Redstaff to remove item 12 from the table. If the governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
If you're opposed, no. It's removed from the table. Thank you.
So on the screen, you can see the location of the request. The gas station is shown, or is right here on Highway 83, the property where there is a request before you tonight is outlined in yellow with the shaded area showing the area from R5 to B3, and the petitioner can explain further. Please state your name and address and then explain what the request is for.
Questions from the committee? Are you purchasing it from the other, from the owner? Any other questions from the committee? Seeing none, and is there anybody here in attendance that would like to speak in favor? Anybody here in favor? Is anybody here against this petition? Anybody against? Seeing none, recommendation from the town.
The Town of Salem Town Board met on this item July 14th, 2014. Motion carried.
I'll make a motion to approve the rezoning as submitted.
Motion to approve, seconded by Supervisor Vogel. The motion was by Supervisor Skolitsky. On a question?
I have one quick question. Why did we table this, Andy?
I believe it didn't make it through the town for the last meeting with this committee.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? All right. Youth and Governors, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, aye. Say no. Everybody's in favor. Motion carries.
All right. Thank you very much. Item number 13 is the tabled rezoning Woodhaven Meadows LLC Salem. Tabled request of Woodhaven Meadows LLC, 1202 60th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53144. Owner, Brad Zalke, Town of Salem, P.O. Box 443, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A2 General Agricultural District to PR1 Park Recreational District on part of tax parcel number 654120134046 in the Town of Salem. Again, before moving to the map, this item, first was posted as Class 2 notice on June 25th and July 1st, 2014, and then additionally July 31st and August 5th, 2014. We would request that this item be removed from the table.
Motion to remove from the table.
Second.
Motion to remove item 13 from the table by Supervisor Vogel, second by Supervisor Wetzler. Youth and Governors, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is removed from the table.
Okay. On the screen, you can see the map that shows the highlighted area for the rezone from A2 to PR1, and Brad is here to explain.
Brad's on E9409 Second Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, just to give you a brief overview of the Woodhaven Meadows subdivision, is a rural cluster development. And you're in the middle of development, I would say probably about 6 years ago when the housing market crashed and went bankrupt, went back to the bank, and it's been sitting idle for 6 years until recently. We had a group of individuals that purchased it from the bank. They're proceeding with development, and we're seeing a way to find it out. Streetlights, main park, and there are negotiations of a developer's agreement. Discussions took place on this approximately 49 acres. If the town would be interested in having dedicated to them for future park property, with that park going ahead, as the town builds out and their property values increase, and the need for more additional parkland will also increase, the town does wish to accept dedication of this property. In order to do that, they can split it off from the existing larger lot with the CSM, which is the next item on your agenda. In order to do that, it needs to be rezoned to park and recreation.
Okay. Anybody else from the town want to speak on that? Okay. The petitioner, have anything you want to present as far as what your plans are? Questions from the committee at this point? All right, is anybody here? Oh, there's nobody else out there. Yes, I don't. Yeah. I'll do it just to be safe here. Anybody here want to speak against? Are you in favor? Anybody in favor? Anybody against? Anybody? Nobody's here. Andy, what's the recommendation from the town? I see they're here, but...
They are here, and the town board did act on this on July 14th, and the motion carried unanimously.
I guess the only question I have is for the town, do you plan on making like an active park with ball fields out of it, or what's the plan?
Currently, we do have plans for developing this park. It's 49 acres of open property.
You know, do you put trails in someday, or I see they put in some trails in their park.
Yeah, they did put in trails, and the trails is mentioned. Those going through this parcel.
This is just basically looking forward?
Yes, for possible future environment.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor.
It's my understanding that there was farm land by the neighbor. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And he's fine with this? I mean, being a park and bird. It's not that it's so important, but and he wasn't here to say against it, but sometimes it becomes an issue when this guy comes out and says.
That's your case, Tom. I'm just very good. He's a little concerned with turning over this park. His concerns are that we will allow ATVs on there to run into his property, that there will be a lot of children playing in the park and running into his property. We don't believe that to be the case at this point. We don't very much. We do not have a plan for that park yet. It'll stay basically kind of temporary until we find more the action to develop it. We don't need the
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the rezoning as submitted.
Second.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Skliski to approve the rezoning, seconded by Supervisor Goble. On the question, ask to answer a question here. Youth and governors, in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. All right, motion carries. Number 14.
Number 14 is a tabled request for an amendment of the final plat of Woodhaven Meadows, subdivision Woodhaven Meadows, LLC, Salem. This tabled request for amendment of final plat of Woodhaven Meadows, subdivision Woodhaven Meadows, LLC, 120260 Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53144, owner, to remove and revise the preservation easement from certain areas of the existing subdivision outlot and to show the outlot area to be deeded to the town of Salem. And this property is in the town of Salem. It's part of the recorded plat. This item is tabled, and we ask for it to be moved to the table. With that being said, again, I just need to mention that it was published on July 25th and July 1st, 2014, originally, and then again on July 31st and August 5th, 2014.
Make a motion to untable item 14.
I'll second it.
Motion by Supervisor Skliski to remove from the table, and seconded by Supervisor Lissa. If the governments in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And members of the committee in favor, say aye.
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 And opposed? Motion carries.
And just on the screen, we have a copy of the affidavit of plat correction. If anyone needed to see that, otherwise, Brad, did you have anything additional to add or?
No, I believe this is actually a request from the commission for me as far as so the town is not limited what we can do with this property to certain areas as far as the park.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
This request, I believe, actually came from planning and commission for me. It's correcting language on the plat itself to allow for parking development in the future. So we're going to be able to come back 5-10 years from now, would you say?
That's correct, right? We recommend it because when the committee, this committee, different people on the committee originally approved the plat, there is language on the plat that states that. And so to work with what the plan is with developers in the town for the park, the correct action is to make that correction on the plat so that there aren't any issues in the future.
Question for
Mr. Chairman. So on the plat itself, is it going, and I didn't read every word on it. Taking into account parking, access, we want to put, as an example, you'd have the ability to put a ball diamond on there or something like that. Is that kind of in the plat? Is it all covered? So you're not having to come back?
The bank's not part of the
okay.
Plat, so
all right.
It's not restricted on the plat.
Okay. So you do have that ability if the town
correct.
So chooses. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Anybody in attendance want to speak against or in favor? Anybody in favor? Anybody against? Seeing nobody against, recommendation from the town?
Town Board of Town of Salem met on this July 14, 2014, and the motion passed unanimously.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the rezoning.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve, second by Supervisor Retzlaff. On the question?
Is that for the final plat, right?
Or, I'm sorry, plat, for the plat as submitted.
And that too, I think this requires a roll call vote.
It does.
You
know,
sure.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Both members of Youth and Governance are aye.
Aye.
Supervisor Vogel?
Aye.
Supervisor Noble? Aye. Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Supervisor Retzlaff?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We have three or more items to go.
Do you need this?
No.
The CSM will be coming up. If you have any comments, you certainly can, but otherwise that will be coming after these items.
You want to do the CSM right now so that they can go if they're not, I mean, they can stay for it. We can take it out of order unless there's an objection from the committee. Let's do the CSM.
Okay. So item 18 is certified surveys, which we do have one before you, and this is dealing with the Woodhaven Metals LLC. You have a copy. We would recommend approval of the CSM subject to the conditions that are attached.
Did they have
are we talking about 18, item 18? Or?
Correct. We're okay. Going to be working on item 18. Correct.
We dropped down to 18 just so they could.
Yep.
So again, we're recommending approval subject to the conditions.
Do you need a motion? I'll make a motion to approve the certified survey map as submitted.
Subject to the conditions.
Subject to the conditions.
Didn't know the conditions.
And I'll second that.
We have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky, second by Supervisor Retzlaff to approve the certified survey map subject to the conditions. What did they have to do? Did someone have to sign this subject to the conditions? I'm quite understanding that.
Well, there's the conditions listed here. There's some things that have to be changed on the certified survey map, and so that's what this list is. So our staff has reviewed it, and we're recommending approval. There's just some things that need to be changed. They will have their surveyor make the proper changes to it. Once they do that, we will then actually bring it to you, Doug, as the chairman of the committee for signature.
Do we monitor which ones we've approved and who we're getting, you know, making sure they're all getting, the surveyor does it?
Correct. When they submit the revised certified survey map, we'll go through and check off each one to make sure that they've been completed.
Okay. Well, I think what I really meant was, is do you make sure that all these certified surveys go back to the office? I mean, when we vote on it, we make sure that the work gets done.
We do. And it's in their desire to do so as well so that they can record it. And I just so you know is that this document is needed to be able to separate this land that the town has for park from the rest of the outlot.
I really was asking that more systemically, not just specific one, just for my own personal knowledge of how it works. Okay. Do we have a motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
A second.
I asked a question. Anybody else have one? Okay. On the motion, Chief Governance, in favor say aye.
Aye.
members of the committee, if you're in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thanks, Doc. Guys.
Back to number 15, man. The Pike River Watershed Plan.
Right, so we have the proposed adoption of the Pike River Watershed Base Plan as a guide for regional and community water quality management within the Pike River Watershed. We had a presentation by Dan Treeler, our land conservationist, to the work session back in July, and
that was this document here?
Correct. That would be the executive summary of the entire plan, and if you needed to get the plan, we can get it out to you, the full plan, or if you wanted to see it online, it is also online, and we can make sure that you have a connection to continue to go through that. Basically, the Pike River plan was developed by Root Pike Wind, an organization in Racine and Kenosha, because the Pike River is in both counties, in being able to try to improve the watersheds, the river, and it has recommendations of how to do that with controlling erosion and pesticide use and development. And so our staff is recommending that we would approve this plan. It's basically a guide for us for different activities that are going to occur along the Pike River, again, just to improve the entire watershed and the water quality of the Pike River. And with that, again, we're asking for approval.
Okay. I guess so. Well, I just wanted to, maybe you said it, I wanted to confirm that the town of Summers has approved this.
The town of Summers has approved the plan.
Any other questions on the plan?
Mr. Chairman, in the plan, because I remember it came down presented, are there any specific actions required? Or is it, in your opinion, Andy, more of a guideline of what we should be looking to do into the future as opportunities present themselves to act on it, as opposed to we must now take actions or specific actions from the plan?
Yeah, everything in the plan is a guide. It's recommendations as how they see to improve the watershed, and so when developments or other activities occur, we would look to that as a guide to help us make decisions as to the best way to work with whatever the proposal may be.
Okay. So it's not necessarily binding, but it does have a lot of influence over how developments in the future would be taking place.
Correct.
Along the watershed.
Yeah, correct. It's not an ordinance. There is nothing in there that would state what we would need to do, but we would look to it as a guide because of the research that they did, not unlike any other plan that comes from Sewer PAC that might be for a regional plan or the comprehensive plan. Those are all guides that we use for different actions.
If we would ever want to amend the plan in the future, let's say 5 years from now, what is the process, and do you know what the process might look like? Is it a matter of bringing a
solution? I don't know the process that it would be. There was a committee that was formed to go through this over several years. I mean, we did have people from the county on that committee to be involved with that. And I guess I'd have to look that up and get back to you to see if there's something in the plan as to if they are going to look at it after 5 years or 10 years, or if some community would like to make some changes. I'm not familiar with that.
And is the bulk of this, did this come through Sewer PAC?
It did not.
It did not, okay. Or was it the DNR?
The DNR was involved with this, but it was the Root Pipe Wind organization.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, you know, you pass a plan in 5 years, a long time. Things can change, and we just have the ability to adapt into the future. I want to make sure.
Yeah, I mean, this is a long-range plan.
Yeah.
It doesn't exactly have a date, but all the actions are just looking out into the future as development occurs or agricultural activities, if there's erosion from a farm, it will give recommendations of how to fix it.
Okay, thank you.
There's, so it's, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, it's more of a, I didn't look at it in depth, I have to admit, but there's really no estimation of costs or, you know, impact on things, really. It's just kind of a, well, it's just kind of a plan without details. It's just a, is that, am I right in that regard? It needs to go a lot further, I would think, or not?
Well, actually, in the plan itself, the full plan, there are, of the recommendations that they have determined costs for implementing them. So in any situation where, again, any one of the activities would want to be pursued, they did recommend how to get funding for it. They recommended who should do it. They recommended how to achieve it. And so they did get pretty specific on this. And you know, most of this does come through grants that become available, because a lot of times it's the property owners that, you know, if they're interested in wanting to help resolve erosion on their property, they can seek grants. And so they did go in detail to determine exactly what it takes to accomplish those recommendations.
Okay, that helps. I was just wondering if what we're really doing here is passing this as a committee and it's going to go to the board in the next meeting. Should it go through the finance committee or not? I mean, should there be more input from that standpoint? I mean, there's no, I'm just curious where this is going to go after we approve it and the board approves it. I mean, is it inactive? I guess I just like to know the logistics of how this would work from the standpoint of, okay, we now approve something, and erosion issues come up. What do we do, pass the amount of money that, I mean, I'm just curious.
No, there's no amount of money that the county is required to provide. This is, again, all up to the property owners. It's all voluntary to do, but they did put cost estimates to the different recommendations so that if any entity or property owner was looking to pursue any of these activities, they would know, again, what the cost would be, who to seek for obtaining grant money, and who to seek to maybe approve it. So there's nothing that the county has from a standpoint monetarily involved in this. Again, it's a guide that would be used as any other guide when someone wants to do some activity to help preserve or protect the Pike River watershed. And we're actually not recommending for this to go before the county board if this approves through this committee tonight. The next meeting we'd recommend that it go on September 2nd. I guess the other thing too that in approving it, it's really more probably the words that have been done is you're endorsing that Kenosha County is endorsing the ideas that are in the plan, and that kind of gives some weight so that they can, the Root Pike Wind organization can state that we have buy-in from the communities with the ideas and things that they want to achieve in the plan. But so basically it's kind of a vote of support of the plan and the objectives that are in the plan.
One more question, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Andy, you're a lot more in depth with this. Do you get any impression or inclination that it creates unnecessary or counterproductive requirements or restrictions for reasonable developments around this area, whether they be residential or commercial?
No, I think, again, most of this is voluntary by the property owners, but if there was such a development in the watershed, mainly that would abut the river, there are recommendations of how to work with that development so that doesn't adversely affect the river.
Okay.
And so we would look to the guide and work with the developer in stating you know, here are these concerns on this segment of the river that's going through the property. How can we work together to try to not worsen the river or maybe enhance the river if it needs cleanup or cutting of trees or if there needs to be some drain tiles put in to help alleviate washouts or erosion and things like that?
I'll make a motion to approve the Pike River watershed-based plan / resolution as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve the plan as submitted and pass it on to the county board. Second by Supervisor Vogel. On the that note, it's kind of answering the questions. When I first got on the county board, I promoted doing the Plains River Watershed Study, and eventually we did it. The county actually paid for that study. We didn't pay for this one, and it cost us $300,000 to do it, which we spread it out over 3 years. But what happens, I believe, is that when you do have development, and Pleasant Prairie obviously has had a lot of development, they can lean on that plan to, you know, to protect people that live along the river from, you know, having flooding upstream and downstream. When I did it, when I got the idea to do it, was the town south in Illinois,
Lake.
Wadsworth.
Lake County. Lake County was having a lot of flooding problems just south of us, and they didn't have a plan. And our water was going down by them, and they were having, they were spending lots of millions of dollars in flood damage. So I thought, well, we're almost totally undeveloped in the Plains River. So I thought it was a good idea. And then eventually, you can maybe explain what we actually ended up getting. The federal government did a plan, and we were able to use our study, $300,000, for maybe you can explain that. I really don't remember that. I wasn't involved with that. But that came along like 15 years later. You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
the federal study?
Right, so the Army Corps of Engineers was, I guess, petitioned to put together a plan for the entire Des Plaines River from the beginning, which starts in Racine County, all the way to where it exits in Chicago. And Kenosha County, having part of the Des Plaines River running through it, participated in working with that plan. And they did ask for money from all the communities to help pay for that. And what Doug's referring to is that because we had the Plains River Watershed Study already done, we were able to use the cost of that for our share, or what was given to our share, Kenosha County share of the project, as well as additional efforts that our office did. So anything that we did, any meeting we went to, we could count that as time. But the bulk of it all came from the work that was done on the watershed study. So that value kind of was doubly so because it was utilized to cover additional efforts for the entire Des Plaines River.
And the other thing I want to say, if you recall, and I hope that when they do this, they're going to do a 10-minute presentation, and I hope they start out with how they started out with us, where they showed what it looked like, you know, say 100 years ago, and what certain portions of it look today without any guidance at all. I mean, you know, it's really a train wreck from what it was from and what it is today in certain places, and it just pops right out to you. So, you know, it'll basically avoid us from doing stupid things moving forward, like some of the stupid things that you'll see hopefully in that presentation that were done in the past. So that's how I look at it. Just a couple of things. All right. Questions from anybody? For the vote?
I understand all of that, so I'm in favor of this. I think in his presentation that we had, Andy, a couple months ago, I think you talked about the grants, like I think Kenosha Country Club built a bridge and did some things.
Correct.
And was that kind of through this in a way, or not necessarily, or was?
So those are the type of recommendations that are in the plan, as well as taking out the bridge in
Pets.
Pets.
Yeah.
Pets. That was a recommendation to take that out, And another one was the bridge that, and other impediments that were on the golf course.
And I think, if I remember right, it took an effort from the people involved, and which is fine, but I think maybe something like this would have made their life easier. I remember they had to dig through how to get the grants from the government, and it was complicated, if I remember, sort of. And maybe, would you think this would help that procedure?
Or? Typically, whenever you're going for grants, having a plan is what they like to see, so that they're not providing money for something that's just on a whim, that you know that it's part of a concerted effort to achieve an end result. And so when those items that you're asking for are in a plan, you would refer to the plan and say, look, this is exactly with the plan. We did a complete study. This is one item, and we're looking to seek grant money for that. And then that ranks a person higher in being able to get approval of the grant.
Well, okay, thank you, Andrew. That makes sense.
Okay. Okay, then, on the motion, Youth and Governors, say if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Everybody's in favor? Who's unanimous? And now we have two appointments, 16 and 17.
Motion to approve the appointments or the appointment.
Second.
Well, do you need to read them?
Yeah, I'll just state this so we have it for the record, is that we have an appointment, a reappointment of Robert M. Stoll to the Kenosha County Board of Adjustment, and we should do these separately. And so the request is for the approval to reappoint him to the Board of Adjustments.
The only thing I want to add is if you remember the information that was in our packet from our county board meeting, it's a reappointment, and he attended 68 or 72 meetings. There's a lot of meetings.
I make a motion to reappoint Robert M. Stoll to the Kenosha County Zoning Board of Adjustments.
Motion by Supervisor Splits to approve the reappointment of Robert Stoll, second by Supervisor Goble. Youth and Governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, motion carries. Then number 17.
Number 17 is the request to approve the reappointment of Joe Huck to the Land Information Council.
And if you recall in your packet, I made a copy of it. He attended 9 meetings, so he had perfect attendance.
Could you repeat that, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Huck attended 9 of 9 meetings, so he had perfect attendance.
I make a motion to approve the reappointment of Joe Huck to the Land Information Council.
I will second that.
Motion by Supervisor Solicki to approve the reappointment of Mr. Huck, second by Supervisor Retzlaff. Youth and Governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 And opposed. Motion carries. Thank you. Next on the agenda is number 17. That?
It'd be number 19.
It was 19.
Oh, number 19. Okay. Approval of the minutes or
make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
And I will second that.
Motion by Supervisor Spolinski to approve the minutes and seconded by Supervisor Ristlett. Any questions or additions? If not, Youth and Governance, if you're in favor.
Aye.
And members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Citizens' comments, no one's in attendance. Any other business? Andy?
I do not have any additional information.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second by Supervisor Goble. Motion by Supervisor Stolitsky, second by Supervisor Goble. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Do you have more to say adjourn?
Yeah, I do. I'm talking.